All right, it's WMFO in Medford. Mike, it's 10 a.m. right here on the dot. Yeah, it is. And, oh boy, I have a guest on the phone all the way from Bogota, Colombia this morning. It's Thomas Fay. Tom, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Good, thanks. Thanks for inviting me again.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
You too. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Wow.
Likewise.
Yeah. We're using this technology that is not a phone, and it's not Skype or anything. It's something different. So I was a little worried about whether or not it would work, but I'm glad it's working out. How are you doing today? Nice to have you back.
Good. Awesome.
So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about with your new record. And you told me that you wanted to first talk about something I played in the prior set that made made you have chills, did you say?
Chills, dude. That Tanya Donnelly song, man. Man, that song always gets me. She's awesome. And that song in particular brought back lots of memories. That part where she just pauses and then does settle down. Man, that's just a great hook.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you've got roots here in the Boston area from Wakefield. So you're quite aware of Tanya Donnelly and her wonderfulness and
Absolutely.
Her bands. Yeah. And you know, that's just an example of her solo work outside of her bands. It's so good.
Yeah, she recently did a collaboration with Aaron Perino, and they have a couple of songs on Aaron's new project. I'm not sure if you guys have heard that yet, but you should check it out.
All right, I will. Remind me in a chat, will you?
I will.
This has got to be scintillating for everybody.
I like to talk about other people's music just as much as I like to talk about mine, because I'm a huge music fan.
There you go. That's why you do this.
That's exactly why I do it, brother.
All right, so let's talk about you and your band. It's Infinite Sonic, but this was formed, I remember, when we met around 2017 or 2018, and we were talking about the band then. It was called Sonic, and we sort of met you then, and we were all excited about the single that you put out within that year in 2018, a great track called One Peaceful Day, and sort of you changed from Sonic to Infinite Sonic. Do you want to sort of talk about why the change was there, or don't you care one way or the other?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll just be quick. It's just that that is such a common word, and in the digital age of distributing music, there are so many artists that had the name Sonic that our music was often being connected and associated on digital platforms with other artists, so it just became a pain in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't want to necessarily change the name completely. At the time, I had just written a song that was originally called Infinity. I kind of liked the word. It kind of had a good cadence when I put the word infinite in front of Sonic. And that's the way it went. And the song Infinity ended up becoming a song called Astronauts that we released as a single 2019, I think it was, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense. I mean, if people can't find you digitally these days and you're a band, that's not good.
No. And the other band that I have, Silent Arrows, when I first put that together, I specifically did an extensive search to make sure that there weren't any specifically band names that had that on Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, any of the major platforms,
yeah.
And it didn't. So that particular project has been easy to locate for new fans as. We still struggle a little bit because if you do a search for Infinite Sonic on YouTube, the cartoon character there, guy, Sonic the Hedgehog, comes up.
Oh, so, man, you just can't win.
Yeah, can't win. They actually have a character called Infinite or something like that. It was just like, oh, my God, I can't win. But that's what we went with anyways.
All right, well, I'll tell you something. The song that I just played, you are winning with. See what I did there? Let's go Shadow Dancing. It's from your new record. It's on your new record anyway, called Loose Ends Volume 1. It's not all new stuff. It's stuff you had put out before, and EPs and that kind of stuff. But let's go Shadow Dancing. Let's talk about the success you're having with that track.
Yeah, it's definitely... We selected that to be the first single because for those that have followed us, the small amount of followers that we have, but loyal. We were shifting our sound a little bit to more alt pop. The other project that I have is taking on the role of more of the hard rock songs that we had put on previous Sonic records, and that was kind of a decision, a conscious decision, but also a necessary decision. And so let's go Shadow Dancing, which was not on our original kind of like my original list of songs. That Loose Ends was. The name Loose Ends came from the fact that I had some songs lying around. And right after we released Omega, which was our last EP, during the pandemic, the band was kind of in a little bit of a transition.
Yeah.
Some people were thinking about not coming back, and for obvious reasons. And I was like, well, in the meantime, what I can do is kind of go through and figure out what songs we still kind of had hanging around. And
Loose Ends was born.
Loose Ends was, the idea of Loose Ends was born. And it ended up being much more of a, it was supposed to be an EP of six songs, and now it's going to be, it's actually a double album. The volume one part kind of gives it away.
Right.
we're going to be releasing a volume two probably in May. We're just about done with the next 10 songs. I think we've got six or seven that are completely done. So
cool.
It was a very productive time during the pandemic, and creative-wise. And so the songs are a collection of things that were lying around. I went a little deeper into our catalog. I also, there are some songs where it's almost exclusively me playing keyboards, so there's some more of electronic sound.
Yeah.
So Let's Go Shadow Dancing is a good representation of like the introduction of like some of the newer things that we're trying to do.
I noticed that in the, you had said there were some changes in the makeup of the band. And I noticed that now you guys list yourself and Gabi with drums and backing vocals, and that's it. You must just use other musician friends around to complete the sound?
Well, and on Last Hero Home, which technically was the first single, because we released that in January of last year. But with the version that's on Loose Ends is a little bit different. We changed the intro and did some production improvements, and it was remixed. But on that song, one of the guys that was playing guitar in Infinite Sonic prior to the pandemic, basically he had recorded all of the bass parts and guitar parts.
Okay.
But everything else, I'm just double checking, I'm looking at the list. Everything else was me and Gabi. And Gabi played, we'll talk about Halo later on, so I'll give you a little bit of background on that later. But the producer, we originally were producing it in the same studio that we produced Alpha and Omega, and where we're producing the Silent Arrow stuff. But for various reasons, I decided to go back to where the studio that we produced One Peaceful Day, Luis Ernesto Walteros, a.k.a. Chetos. And I was talking to him during the pandemic, and he was obviously looking to start to get back to get some work, and we kind of struck a deal out, and I decided to bring the Loose End songs to his studio to finish. We did some reworking of the songs, and then Let's Go Shadow Dancing came out as a result of those sessions, because that was not a song that was on the original list.
Gotcha.
And I think Nobody's Perfect is another one that came out of the Chetos sessions, let's call them.
Gotcha. So that's really...
it's just me and Gabi.
You and Gabi. So yeah. I mentioned that you had some connections here to Wakefield, Massachusetts, and we're about the same age, a little bit. I'm a little older because I'm older than everybody. the covers that...
That's why I like talking to you.
Yeah, I thought that might be it. the covers that you've done, you mentioned being a music lover, right? I mean, the covers that you've done are stuff that I grew up with, so I absolutely love them. I'll just mention them, and you can talk a bit about what they mean to you. Life in a Northern Town by the Dream Academy, you covered, and you also covered by the Psychedelic Furs, The Ghost in You. Just talk a little bit about those songs. I mean, when an artist covers something, you know, it's saying something. So what are those songs about for you?
Well, Life in a Northern Town was there was another transition period that we were going through earlier. I can't remember what year that was. It was maybe 2020. And I started to get the sense that I might have to start doing some recording just myself. And so I wanted to do some experimenting. And I think that's probably where the idea of maybe starting to shift the sound of Infinite Sonic to more of an alt pop sound, because that's when we were recording a song called Summer Magic, which was our own, which we released as a single. So,
right.
But Life in a Northern Town, man, that's a song that sonically just blew me away.
Yeah, exactly.
At that time, that was just. And the musicians in Dream Academy were, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, were like class we trained musicians and we're playing like an oboe, and it certainly was something that was that caught your ear. And yeah. I felt that my vocal tone felt was in line with the vocal tone of the lead singer, so I didn't want to go too far away from, like, I didn't want to kind of do too much of a reinterpretation. I wanted to try to stay as close to the original feel for that song.
Yep. And the ghost in you.
That was one of my favorite songs from right. I love the Psychedelic Furs, but that song in particular was just a you know, beautiful sounding song. And that's a little bit of a reinterpretation. I didn't want to follow that too close to the vest, because almost everything. Hold on, let me just double think for yeah. Everything musically in that cover is me playing keyboards, and that was another experiment to see if I could produce something that would be listen worthy if it were just me playing and nobody else. So
yeah.
And I think I pulled it off. I'm pretty happy with it.
Oh, I loved them, Tom.
The way that it came out, yeah.
I thought they were awesome. All right, well, cool. It's always good to get, you know, an artist's take on, you know, their thought process of why they would cover something or not. So thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about the next two songs that we want to play.
Sure.
From the latest release. Again, it's called Loose Ends Volume 1. Volume 2 coming out soon in May, hopefully. And we chose two songs, and... Well, let's start with the first one that you chose, Tom. It's called Halo. You made reference to it before. Talk a little bit about that track.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this because this was a song that was actually, the music was written by Gabby. And it's the first time that somebody other than myself was presenting something. And
was that difficult for you to do, or did you welcome that?
No, that's what I've been wanting.
Okay.
I actually wrote another song for a band here in Bogota called Cosmology X.
Yep.
I was talking to the guitarist through Facebook during the early stages of the pandemic, when everybody was literally closed in for, you know, almost 24 hours a day. And his band had produced an album where it was all instrumentals. And I had asked him, you know, did you ever think about possibly doing something that included vocals? Because as a guitarist, has great riffs. And he was like, yeah. So he was like, let me send you something. And he sent me something. It was like this opus. It was like 8 minutes long with four different parts. I was like, this is going to be a challenge. But I was able to do it. It's a song called The Ballad of a Drifter. I should send that to you. You could probably play that too. That would be
yeah, what's
cool
up with that?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. It was a challenge, but I love those types of things. I love being able to kind of like take pieces of music, especially because I'm sure that, you know, Gabby's point of references and her where she initiated the first lick or the riff is coming from a different place than me. So when the first seed gets planted of a song that I want to compose that comes from something that I'm creating, as much as I'm forcing myself to try to think outside the box sometimes and not always start from the same exact point, getting a piece of music from somebody else is exactly that. So
mm-hmm.
she had this acoustic guitar thing. The initial, you know, you guys, when you hear it, you'll hear the initial riff. And she said, what do you think of this? I said, let me listen to it. And then like 35 minutes later, I said, I got the song. Lyrics were done. And she was like blown away. So
there you go.
We're going to be releasing a video for that song. I think probably next week. I think I got to do some promo stuff and get that out on the social media, Instagram and
cool.
Twitter, Sonic Bond Bogota, etc., etc. But we have a video already made. It was filmed in Bogota, and we'll be releasing that. And that's why. And I said to her, that's going to be the second single. I said, and she was like, really? I said, yes. We're going to definitely do that. Because I was so excited about the fact that I was able to take something that somebody else in the band wrote.
Yeah.
And on volume two, there's a song called Waterfalls that same thing. She was, I think we were recording something for Silent Arrows, I think at the time. And she was just playing around with the acoustic guitar. And she was just playing this chord progression. I was like, what's that? Is that a cover? She's like, nah, I'm just making it up. I said, send it to me.
All right, there you go.
And then we haven't, so another song. So there's a lot of symmetry between Volume 1 and Volume 2. There's a lot of songs that have the same intention to it. So Halo and Waterfall are songs that were written musically by Gabby, and mm-hmm. so that was kind of intentional to it. Once I realized that we were going to have two volumes, I kind of wanted to set it up so that there was some symmetry between the two releases.
Well, I look forward to hearing that for sure. And before we spin, tell us a little bit about The Two of Us Together. And by the way, Tom, I really like this song a lot.
I knew you were.
Yeah.
When I said that I was going to send this to you, I said, that's the song that Mike's going to love. That's right up his alley. And you know what? It's my favorite song of the 10.
Is it? There you go.
They're all my children, you know, but and I shouldn't say that I have one that's a favorite, but that one, I think sonically, I think that really resonates to who I am as a music listener. Like, I love songs that sonically get to your, I was just talking to you about the Tanya Donnelly song.
Yeah.
Man, that, I mean, just sonically and just the way that it was constructed.
Hey, we all experience the same thing. I mean, that's what music does, right? What it does.
So a lot of these songs that are coming out of these sessions were influenced by, I did this about 4 years ago, but like I really, really try to listen to as much new music as possible so I can start thinking outside the box, because I'm a product of the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. and no matter what I do, my songs are always going to have those influences on it. I had somebody the other day that said that the song Next to Nothing, well, Gabby thinks it sounds like Dashboard Confessional, which I'm like, great, I love that, because I love that band. But then I had some other guys listen to it and say, I love that song, it reminds me of Styx. And I'm like, those are two very, very different references, but I love all that stuff. So.
There you go. I grew up with that, too. I love Styx. All right, let's continue and play these two tracks. I want to play Halo, and I'll follow it up with The Two of Us Together, and then we'll come back and talk to Tom. Tom, don't forget to mute yourself. Okay, here is Halo from Infinite Sonic.
Those 3 a.m. stories fading from glory too much too soon. Two steps away from a clean getaway, but just who betrayed who? When all else fails, all else fails, there's a halo she wears, pulling her through, calling to you. All else fails, mystery.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's 10:23 in the morning. How you doing? We just heard a couple of tracks from our friend Tom Fay's band called Infinite Sonic. First was Halo, and the two of us together, both from the latest called Loose Ends Volume 1. And Tom, are you back with us?
Yep.
Oh, cool. All right, so I wanted you to finish talking about the two of us together. I really, even after hearing that again, I like it even more. Go ahead.
Yeah,
extol.
There's going to be a lyric video. I made a lyric video for that song. We're going to release that probably the beginning of next month. It's definitely my favorite song. Yeah, I wanted to just follow up. Like, some of the bands that really kind of helped me write a lot of the songs for Volume 1 and Volume 2, because I've been listening to them for the last couple of years. Bands like Blue October, The Neighborhood. Is a band called Blame My Youth that had a song about something about facing your demons or something like that. It was just an awesome song. And another band called Dangerous Summer. And yep. Dangerous Summer was definitely an influence for this particular song. And another song that we got that'll be on Volume 2. Like I said, there's a lot of symmetry. There's a song called Salt of My Tears. That's going to be your favorite on Volume 2. I can tell you that
away.
Because I know that this is like right up your alley.
I really like the two of us together. Those sprawling background vocals and stuff gets me every time. I really like it. I really do. So, all right. So let's just remind everybody, this is from Infinite Sonic's new record. And it is out now. It is Loose Ends Volume 1. You can find it on all of the great streaming services all over the place. The Loose Ends Volume 2 should be out sometime in May, we hope. Tom, can you find this? Do you do physical media at all, or is it all it's all online?
No, I really haven't felt the need to do.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah,
maybe at some point, like a greatest. I shouldn't say greatest hits because, like,
well, you'll need that.
Some sort of compilation at some point, probably, maybe that could be a physical thing. But the followers that we have been happy to follow us and listen to us.
There you go.
The digital media. Can I promote one thing though? I do need a favor from anybody that does want to listen to our songs and know a little bit more about us. It would be great if people could listen on Pandora. Because Pandora provides artists with opportunities to go and promote particular songs, but they need to have a certain amount of listens and a certain amount of period of time
for
windows to be open in order to promote. So, for instance, Next to Nothing, which is one of the 10 songs, has been getting some airplay through Pandora. So there's a window that has opened up for me to be able to do some further promoting just for that particular song. So for people like that, like Two of Us Together, for instance, listen to it on Pandora as much as you can, and that will open up a window for me to be able to do some more promotion for it.
Gotcha. And since you're talking about like social media and that kind of thing, I mean, you told me something real interesting about TikTok. You know, people are just like all over TikTok. Once you get on, you just like look at the time. It's like, where did those 2 hours go? And your song, Last Hero Home, I guess, has been getting a lot of people using that as a soundtrack for their videos on TikTok.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's definitely
it's pretty good.
I would recommend any artist to make their songs available on TikTok and try to promote that because, there were about 3 or 4 people that used Last Hero Home last year on TikToks, and the reporting that I get from the distributor that we use to distribute our music, it was like it's got 12,000 listens in, wow. in just a year. And Runaway from the Fire, which was our has been our most popular song since we started, I think just barely reached 10,000 listens total in, you know, YouTube and all of the digital platforms. So obviously with this particular album and the next one, I have been doing a lot of promoting on TikTok.
Yeah.
And Let's Go Shadow Dancing has been in like 5 or 6 videos. Halo's been in 3. And then I want to obviously promote Two of Us Together and we'll see what happens.
That's so great, Tom. That's really very cool.
It is amazing.
Okay.
Speaking of promotions, before anything else, I got up, gave a shout out to my buddy Mike Maloney because I know he's listening.
I was just going to bring him up.
Thank you. See, we're on the same wavelength because Mike has done a tireless job at helping promoting our stuff stateside since its inception, and you know. We wouldn't be talking to each other here
no.
if it weren't for Mike. So
no, Mike Maloney.
Give him a shout out.
Yeah, he's a college buddy of mine and a childhood friend of yours, I guess. And
I wouldn't say childhood. We played softball together in Wakefield. I'm not necessarily from Wakefield, but you can go. You could roll with that. I'm from wherever.
I'm just spinning a tail here, Tom.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, just spinning a tail. Yeah, I acted like a kid when we played softball with him, but you know, I wasn't a kid.
Why
anymore.
Is that past tense? I don't understand. You still act like a kid. As do true. I. As do
that's
I at my
true.
Advanced age. So listen,
no,
let's
words have been spoken.
No, let's talk about Mike Maloney a little bit. And I told you my favorite song so far is The Two of Us Together. We're going to end with the one that he really loves on here, and it's called The Drive. This is a great song, Tom. Talk about this a little bit.
I really don't remember exactly where the inspiration came for this. I just came up with it, and I'm not sure if it would have ended up on an Infinite Sonic record had we not necessarily made the change. It's not really. I mean, it's going to be a challenge if we ever play live again. I'm not really sure if we will play live. My Silent Arrows is going to be playing live, but. It's just because it's the two of us together, Gabby and I. See what I did there?
I do.
This
so
particular
clever.
Song. Yeah, I have my moments.
Yeah.
So this particular song I know will be an absolute challenge to play live because it's just so, it has so much production behind it. But like I said to Chet, and this was Chetos' least favorite. It's his favorite, one of his favorite songs, but it was his least favorite song to produce because it was so much, there's so much involved in it. But that's what I wanted. I wanted something that was going to be really big and then all of a sudden kind of drop out and then have a completely different ending. It's not necessarily the same type of explosive, I mean, lo-fi sound as like Billie Eilish, but Billie Eilish has those songs where like all of a sudden the song takes a complete left turn and goes somewhere else. And so that's kind of what I was thinking with The Drive, is that I wanted to have a stop and then have it pick up back up again, but kind of go in a different direction. And it's a song about motivation and you know, it questions people whether they really have the drive to what it takes to be successful in whatever endeavor it is that they're that they're doing, whether it's athletic or professional. So.
All right, cool. So such a pleasure talking to you always. I really appreciate you doing this.
Thanks, brother.
And we'll do it again soon, I hope. And hopefully you'll do a visit here this year. Any plans for that?
There is a possibility that I could be coming back this summer. Yeah, there's a possibility. If that's the case, I'll definitely stop by.
Yes, you will. Definitely. All right. Thomas Fay, everybody, Infinite Sonic. Loose Ends Volume 1 is out. You can find it where all great music is streamed and sold. And this is Mike Maloney's favorite track from Loose Ends Volume 1. Tom, thank you so much. This is The Drive at WMFO. WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. It's 10:36 in the morning. Just finished up a conversation with Thomas Fay of Infinite Sonic. Thank you, Tom, so much again. Always a pleasure. We heard four songs from the latest called Loose Ends Volume 1. Heard Let's Go Shadow Dancing. Heard Halo. Heard The Two of Us Together. And just heard The Drive. Again, Infinite Sonic and Loose Ends Volume 1. All right. Going to continue with some new noise from Boston's own Gymnasium. This is a great new single from them called Tavern at the End of the World. It's WMFO.
story about the ones who had entered beyond that.
WMFO Medford.
It's WMFO in Medford. Just heard Scruffy the Cat, My Baby, She's All Right, from Boom 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 Bingo back in 1987. Great song, but comes with a solemn remembrance of Randall Lee Gibson IV, who we just lost very recently. So sorry to all who knew and loved him. That's one of my favorite songs from being back in college. Just great stuff, Scruffy the Cat. Before that was Boston's own Gull Boy. And Gull Boy, I saw them the other night at... where was it? I forget where it was. Anyway, that is a song that they did in 2020 called Years of Your Life. Colleen Green, just before that, in 2015, she had a record called I Want to Grow Up, and that was the title track. And the new noise was Boston's own Gymnasium, brand new single. It's just awesome, called Tavern at the End of the World. Okay, I want to play something from Boston as new noise. This is from Linnea's Garden, and this one's called Cut and Paste, brand new noise at WMFO.
Scan the painted page. Tearing through the room.
It's WMFO Medford, just a minute and a half or so before the top of the hour. I'm Mike. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, stay tuned at 11 a.m. for Something About the Women coming right up at 11 a.m. I just heard new singles from Boston artists Linnea's Garden, that was Cut and Paste, and Smitty and the Fez Tones with Buzzkill Baby. Yeah, thank you so much, you guys, for putting out great music. Thank you all for listening. Really, really appreciate it. All right, I'm Mike. If they let me, I will come back here and do it next week at 9. Thanks so much, everybody. Talk to you again soon.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.